From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford at studio this morning. We'll talk a little more about Auburn 20, Ole Miss 14 from Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday night. Thanks for everybody that hung out with us on Saturday night as well for hand-raised guys, pregame and postgame. It is week of the first basketball game. Ole Miss with an exhibition against Mississippi College tonight. Arkansas State on Friday to kick off the regular season for Kermit Davis in his second season with Ole Miss basketball. So we'll get to a good bit of stuff today. We'll hang out with you over the course of the next hour or so. And also want to tell you about the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West. But we're going to move on down south a little bit. Blue Sky opening a new store in Clinton. They did a complete remodel. Huge mega store in Clinton this week, opening today. So if you're in that area, stop by because you get a lot of different specials, including a rib slab for $12.99. You buy a breakfast biscuit, regular price. You get a cup of coffee for 25 cents. You get a couple cases of Coca-Cola products for $6.99 total. Got some beer specials. And then enter to win. End of the week, they're going to make some drawings. You're going to get a $50 Exxon gas card. You're going to get a Grizzly Cooler opportunity, Monster 10, or two slabs of ribs there at the Blue Sky location in Clinton. So take advantage of all that. Also, the Coca-Cola samplings and drawings today, 4 to 6. So if you're around there, stop in. New store there in Clinton. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for, and then he'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. There's no hassle. There's no haggle. There's no big, long shop. Unless you just want to have a big, long shop, you can do that too. But if you want to keep it nice and simple, easy, efficient, Corey's your guy. He wants to be your car guy. He wants to be a truck guy. He will prove that to you. Call the number 662-257-1900. You'll love the product. You'll love the service that you get after the sale. They do wonderful work there at Clark Ford. I've dealt with them now for a while. Three different vehicles and could not be more pleased. You will be too.
So a little bit of just a reminder, Thursday night live show at Southern Craft Stove and Tap. Kermit Davis going to join us for sure for the first 30 minutes or so, and then maybe another guest as well. Need to lock that up today, so I'm kind of glad I'm reminding myself to try to finish that off. But either way, Southern Craft, 6 o'clock. We got some specials going on, right, Neil, for that as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do have specials. Let me see if I can find those. Well, keep going. I'll find it in a moment. It's been a day on the phone.
Already this morning?
Well, it's been a 24 hours, I should say, on the phone. Been a lot going on. So if you come to the event, tell your server that you're there for the podcast. Rebel, you can call it the Rebel Grove podcast. You can call it the Oxford Exxon podcast. You can just call it the podcast, since we'll be the only people there doing a podcast at that time, I think. I would hope. That would be interesting if we had dueling podcasts going on with speakers and stuff. That'd be crazy. Just tell them you're there for the podcast. You can get one complimentary glass of house wine per legally drinking age adult. So 21 and over, if you're there for the podcast, you get a free glass of wine. Or if you, for whatever reason, don't want wine, you can get a complimentary dessert per party of two. So you and your significant other can share a dessert or get two desserts, and one's free just by being part of our little podcast family. You're welcome.
10 thoughts up at rebelgrove.com. We have a website. You should subscribe. It's cool. There's a message board and everything. Good bit in there about football. We talked for 3 hours on Saturday night. A lot of football. I'll tell you, the mood Saturday after that loss, because you said a second ago, Ole Miss doesn't just keep losing games. They keep losing games the exact same way.
They lose the same game.
It is Groundhog Day every week.
Yeah.
And early on, a couple weeks ago, against Missouri, when we first started this thing, it's been kind of interesting. So against Missouri, it was kind of lighthearted. It was a road game. Everybody had been drinking a little bit, hanging out. They weren't expected to win. At the time, we thought Missouri was good, or at least decent. Now they suck.
Yep.
So it had a kind of a, okay, yeah, but let's wait till next week feel to it. A&M's the one where we think you play well. It's at home. You got a shot. Then you do the home game. And home game's a little different from the call-in show, but a little more angry still, a little frustrated. Very despondent on Saturday night. Almost kind of sad until we had a guy call in later in the show that basically was trying to like, hey, everybody get pissed off. And he was fired up. But
I played the role of therapist.
For the most part, it was a very lethargic, listless audience that we had on the phones on Saturday night. What do you kind of make of that? Because it's slowly, and it's not there yet. You're calling in, you're here. It's slowly turning from anger to apathy a little bit. Isn't it? Is that too, I mean, it's too harsh, but
no, it's not too
it seems
harsh.
Like there's a there's something.
All right, I'm following along in the chat box because I think that's one of the things that makes this what we do doable and good. Ben Stroud says more and more rumors, Luke, on the way out. Are you saying that you're wanting more rumors or that you are hearing more rumors? Because there's a big difference. Jay Piralesi, Jay, I'm sorry for not, I hate mispronouncing names. I have one that's mispronounced now for 49 years. Says transfer rumors too, not just quarterback. Are you, if you're, are you asking, or are you saying? I'll address both of those things in a minute. And S. Vinson says the entire university is in decline. Sports are supposed to be a distraction, and they aren't. Get to that too, because I heard, yeah, and I just shared it with you, a very interesting word pairing that has me really thinking. So there's a lot to get to, and we're going to get to it. So here we go.
Okay. You starting this off somewhere?
No, we'll just kind of go see where it goes. It's Monday.
Okay.
All right. So is there apathy? Yeah, there's apathy. I still think there's a lot of anger. And I think here we are.
I said a slow transition. We're just starting the transition that
I'm
way.
Not
just
you're
getting
wrong.
Off the yeah, getting yeah, on yeah. the road a little bit.
I think they're in real that's where I was going.
Yeah.
I think they're in real danger of getting away from anger's a good thing.
Oh, anger's great.
Listen, if you and your significant other are having a fight, that means he or she cares. They care. If you do something wrong or you upset them and they don't get upset, look out. They're moving on. You're in danger of getting processed. And I think that's where Ole Miss is right now. Like you said, it's kind of on that path. Apathy's a bad thing. Bad, bad. In this business, apathy is a bad thing. I don't think they're completely there yet.
No. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
We might have even seen it twice during our tenure, but no, they're not there.
They're not there. But these next 24 days.
They could be there next year. If nothing changes.
Chase, they could be there in 25 days.
If it's just status quo and moving on with what we're doing.
With no messaging. The lack of messaging is absolutely killing this place right now. Killing it. No one's talking. Oh, they talked to the friendlies. But nobody's talking. I'm sure he'll get on Rebel Yell hotline again. And they'll just kind of dance the dance. You're not fooling anybody. And the demo on that, no offense to anybody, is an old group. Young people aren't sitting there listening to their transistor radios anymore.
Well, it ties into both those topics. Not talking to fans, not talking to people on campus, not doing group I don't think there's been a single conversation with a group of any size at all on campus at this point. It's no one. I mean, it's rudderless. It's playing to that point. If you got a fan base that has no idea what's going on, they can't make up their minds, or not their fault, but they can't decide, is it a rebuild? Is it a not rebuild? Are they trying, you know, what are we doing? What's your plan? What are you trying to do from a program standpoint? Who's the quarterback? And then from a university standpoint, because I've been trying to tie myself in a little more, just kind of see what's going on all over the course of the campus, see what the moods are. I made this comment the other day. It's a bunch of small universities all running things the way they want to run it because there's no leadership. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the dean of every school is kind of just doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And then somebody else, and maybe this guy's doing whatever he wants to do in this section, and you're losing some money over here, and you're losing some money over there. And, I mean, you know, the journalism school's in danger of losing another $1 million this week, or maybe they've already lost it. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff going on. And when there's no big, clear message at the top, and nobody goes, hey, this is the direction we're doing. This is exactly the plan. Here's what we're doing. Here's how we're fixing this. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to have an open door policy. I'm going to do all these things. And this isn't a pick on Boyce. This is everybody across the board. It's just leaving everybody up to their own inclinations to do whatever they want to do.
But that is on Boyce. In much the same way that right now what's going on in the football program is on Matt.
At the end of the day, you got the big office.
There's a lot of people talking about this Rodriguez thing. So can we go there real quick? Because I'm an old man now. I lose my train of thought. A lot of people asking me, why did you say that about firing Rodriguez? Here's the analogy I'm going to use. 2 years ago, I bought an old Nissan Rogue for Campbell.
You did.
She turned 16. She needed a car. We wanted her to have a car. There's no better feeling than that. There's no more conflicted feeling in life than your child turning 16 and you worrying about them driving, but being glad that that's one less carpool you have to do. So we got her a car. Didn't have any much to put down on it. It was a little older. Got it at Grenada Nissan. If you're shopping for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go, Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Tell Gene and Sandy when you go in that we sent you, and you'll get Rebel Savings. And we got Rebel Savings. But here we are today. The car is a little more than 2 years old for us. Caroline is 16. She turned 17 in March. And the goal, Chase, is to get that car to March of 21.
Okay. I'm trying to fix your camera stuttering. I don't know. I'm working on it. Anyway,
that's ahead. The goal. March of 21. I want to get her to March of 21 in that car. It's starting to have a few issues. Every once in a while, the alternator feels a little funny. Little stuff. So we're at that point with that car where if something big happens to it, we have to expedite the timeline on a different car. Because if I throw money into that car at this point, it's sunk money. It's money I can't get back. Make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
This is a major $1,500 repair. I'm wasting my time. Mm-hmm. I'm wasting my money putting $1,500 into that car at this point. And I'm not saying that Matt Luke and Ole Miss is an old Nissan Rogue. But sinking money into the program right now is foolish. If you fire Rodriguez, you have to buy him out. I don't know what is his buyout if he doesn't coach again.
It's 2 years at one point whatever. So between $2 and $3 million.
Let's call it $22.5 million.
Sure,
give or take a couple hundred thousand bucks. If you do that, you then have to turn around and you have to hire his replacement. I presume that the goal would be to hire a good one. A good one's not
Here's
coming.
Here's the rub. Yeah.
Not coming without a long-term guarantee, because a good one very likely has a wife and a family, and he says to himself or she says to him, okay, well, I've seen their schedule. If we all get fired in October next year and we're living in this strange town where we don't know anybody, how much security do we have while we search for the next gig?
Yeah, it's not even a money thing. From a coordinator or assistant coach standpoint, it's simply nobody's coming. You know, we talk the other night, somebody goes, hey, how attractive a job is this head coach-wise? Really attractive. You get a reset, you get a big salary, you're in the SEC West, all good. From a coordinator and assistant coach standpoint right now, under this tenure, and it's an awful job. There is no job security whatsoever. There's no guarantee there's going to be some huge improvement next year to reset things and to make everything calm again. No, I don't know that that's even a possibility, because I don't know who you're getting. It's not about money for me even on this. It's about money from the whole staff.
It's both.
I think you're tied to these people. Unless Rodriguez leaves on his own and just pans out the buyout, I think you're tied to these people better or worse for another season at least.
I agree completely. 1,000%. Now, is there – people ask – there are rumors that Rodriguez is just going to leave. I guess. I don't know. I don't know if y'all have noticed on his body language, he doesn't exactly sit and open up with the media. I mean, he'll be there today just because he has to be. He'll talk Saturday after the game because he has to, or because Ole Miss tells him he has to. It's not exactly the happy-go-lucky, friendly, hey, let's have a fun chat conversation.
Compared to Mike, who looks really comfortable right now.
But if he leaves on his own, you still have the same situation. That's where you are right now. Who are you hiring? Listen, no one gossips more than coaches. No one. I mean, literally, you'll never find a group that gossips more. Coaches gossip more than high school girls. It's not even close. And everyone, the presumption is that if Ole Miss doesn't make a change this season, barring a really hot start next season, they're going to make a change. That change is coming. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's what coaches think. Because I've talked to people in athletics over the last 24 hours at different places, and they all are saying the exact same thing. So the whole get rid of Rodriguez to fix the problem, to me, is fairly nonsensical. I have a question for you. It's a question that I think needs to be asked to Matt. I don't know that we would get a very good answer. Who, in your opinion, makes the decision as to which quarterback plays when?
I think the primary decision is Rodriguez.
Because here's what blows me away about this particular decision. Let's go back to the summer.
It's my opinion.
Yeah. You could be right. I don't know.
It would be weird to go, hey, you're in control of the offense, but I'm going to tell you what quarterback to play. Well, that's a pretty dang big part of the offense.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting to me. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on quarterbacks today because I think the big picture stuff is more what people are here for. But this is all part of the big picture, I think. In the summer, this program attached itself to Matt Corral. In the summer, this program said Matt Corral is, quote, the face of the program.
First ever freshman to go to Media Day.
First ever freshman.
Which we applauded, thought it was the right move.
Yeah.
I had no expectation this was coming.
Matt Corral starts against Memphis, starts against Southeastern Louisiana, starts against Arkansas.
And Cal.
And then California. And he gets hurt against Cal. Suffers what I think was a cracked rib or something along those lines. Now that he's back from injury, presumably he's healthy, he's not playing. And on Saturday night, they made a very clear statement that he's no longer the starting quarterback.
He played two series, I believe, with none in the second half, if I have that right.
Yeah. The key thing was in the fourth quarter with that game on the line, Plumlee played every snap.
Even with time management becoming a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who made that decision? Was that a Rich Rodriguez decision? Was there a Matt Luke decision? At the end of the day, it's a Matt Luke decision because every decision is a Matt Luke decision.
Yeah, he could say no.
Right. But who's making that call?
I mean, look, there's probably some collaboration involved, but I would primarily say Rodriguez without having asked the question. It doesn't make sense otherwise to me, because if Rodriguez has a plan for how I want to get a guy down the field, and if I'm a play caller, well, the quarterback is kind of important when they don't have the same skill set, especially to how we're going to get down the field. So if, hey, we got 2.5 minutes left, we got to go down and score, here's what we're doing. Hey, no. I know that's what you want to do. We're going to play the other quarterback, though, so come up with a plan for him. Like, that defies logic. So the play caller picks the quarterback, or it's a system that doesn't work, in my opinion. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's more than fair.
Okay.
People ask for rumors. I don't want to get into rumors about specific kids.
Do you want to use that term? Were you trying to use that term a minute ago that you had?
What term?
You said the two words put together were interesting. Are we going there?
Yeah, let's go there in a second.
Okay. Yeah, we'll open up the next segment with that.
Okay. There are definitely rumors about kids hitting the transfer portal.
Sure.
Now, that's everywhere. But there are specific rumors at Ole Miss. I'm not going to name kids. I don't think that's fair to the kids. I don't think it's fair to the program. I don't think it's responsible journalism. And if that upsets people, I'm sorry. But I always try to be very cognizant of the fact that these are young people. And they all have families, and these are big decisions. And I'm not going to do that until the kid actually leaves the program. Is that fair? I think that's more than fair. But there are rumors. I mean, I heard 4 specific names yesterday, and I heard a much higher number from someone pretty close to the program.
Yeah, I understand.
These next 24 days are big for Matt Luke, for this program, and more than wins and losses. And it's, I'll be honest, I said this in 10 Thoughts, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, because I sense that you think I'm a little wrong here. I don't believe that they can afford to wait for the Egg Bowl to come and go before they address the future of the program.
Well, that's two different questions. I agree with you that I don't think it's the way to go, but that doesn't mean that's not what they're going to do. If you're telling me to predict, I don't think there's going to be a public statement prior to the Egg Bowl either way.
Oh, I think you're right. But I'm saying if I were advising
Look, if he's staying for sure, you've got to get out ahead of it.
Yeah, if Max...
And go, hey, we've got to stop this. Look, this is a rebuilding thing. We've all said the Bills do. Yep. We're paying the bill, guys. We got a lot of freshmen on the field. They're coming. Did you see that? We're 18.5-point underdogs. We only lost by 6. Yep. We had a chance. We had a ball in the air to win the game. It is getting better, and we are so dang close. We're committed to this program. We're committed to these coaches. We're committed to this recruiting class that's coming up. And next year, we're going to win football games, and that's what we're going to do. Okay.
Look at that, Hatley. Did y'all do public relations at Hatley?
Look, hey, I took 6 hours of that in college. Look.
It's so basic that they don't do it.
And Robin Street really thrilled
it. It blows me away, man. It does. It really blows me away that there's nobody over there. I mean, hand raised guy. There's nobody over there to go, hey, we've got to do something from a communicate to the public standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk to people.
Thought that up in 5 seconds. This is not complicated.
No, you threw that missile off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And it's basically right.
Yeah.
It's like the answer a week or so ago was about the APR in a 5-7 bowl game. The answer to that should have been, yes, look.
If we can reward these kids and it's under the rules, we're going to the dang bowl game.
It might be a little yucky, and I get it. But, guys, where this program was.
Yeah.
To where it is today.
Let's go play in January.
Yeah, we'll take the extra practices and we'll reward these kids with the bowl game and a bowl patch on a jersey and we'll tell them how much we love them. And
But Edo Jones has done so much for this program. Yes. We're going to send him out with a bowl game.
Yes. There's just no messaging at all.
It's why, like I've said this a couple times, is it a big criticism? No. It's just one of those little things. It's why every time the pay-for-play stuff comes up, you go, yes, you want the kids to get as much as possible within the rules, period. I'm using that in recruiting. I'm going, yes, I'm for the players. I'm for the kids. Whatever we can do to make that happen, I'm for that. Okay.
And the flip side of what you said a minute ago?
Yeah.
They're all saying chance for AD. The flip side of the AD is you do not allow yourself to get into a spot where you're over there in Starkville with some emotional thing. Nope. No, no, no. You do not allow that one game to determine the future of your program. Mm-hmm. I know it's a big game. I know there's a trophy attached to it. I know there's a lot of pride. I know that fan base is insane. I dealt with them on Saturday. It was hilarious. I get it. But you cannot let that one game, and it is just one game, decide the direction of your program. You get out in front of it one way or the other. And people go, well, boy, I tell you, if you made a change before the game, you'd lose all the recruits. Okay, so here's the next thing. If you're going to make a change, got to have some leadership, got to get this AD thing done, or if you're Glenn Boyce, it's time to put on your big boy panties and get out there and start searching for a coach if you're going to be doing that. You make the right hire, you bring the right guy in, the right guy comes in and he cleans up most of a recruiting class.
That's fair. We'll come back with the words that kind of confused us, but not confused us, but were interesting to both of us earlier in the show. Also, while if you're on the live stream, we're reading a couple of these. Neil's camera is going to go out because I'm going to try to repair it, so just be aware of that. Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting and understands your market, leader in condo financing, the float down option, and with rates as little, been as low as they've been in about 2 years. Good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at Community. MTG.com.
The podcast is also brought to you by Splinter Creek. It's a gated conservation community located 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. SplinterCreekMS.com, 601-898-2772. Call that number. Schedule a tour with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today. Listen, if you're coming up this weekend for basketball, football, our show, whatever. This would be a really good weekend. It's a beautiful time in North Mississippi. This would be a great weekend to go out and look at Splinter Creek. They've been featured in Garden and Gun, Architectural Digest, Southern Living, and more. It's 34 lakefront lots ranging in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest, 6 miles of private roads, well-maintained running, cycling, and hiking trails, a preserve for turkey and deer, a flyway for birds, home to bald eagles. It's just a gorgeous place. You should go check it out. Again, splintercreekms.com or 601-898-2772. Blue Delta jeans spread all over the Southeast this week. On Monday through Wednesday, they'll be down in the South Florida area, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, that kind of thing. Thursday, they'll be in Nashville and with us for our live podcast. And then on Friday, they'll be in New Orleans. They'll be offering $100 off any pair of Blue Deltas to folks who attend the live podcast on Thursday night. They'll also have gift cards there. It's a great time to get some Christmas shopping done early. Additionally, they do have a few yards of the Cone Mills White Oak Selvage Denim left. So please DM them on social media or email info@bluedeltajeans.com to reserve your pair. Dead Soxy. I almost did it. Dead Soxy, just like you.
Would you like to do the blow dry bar when it comes back?
Yeah.
Would you like to take that one on?
Yeah. Yeah, boy. You just drop one word in that one and off you go. Dead Soxy, just like you, is disappointed in the Rebel season, but that doesn't mean you have to lose in your battle against sock slippage. Unlike their beloved Rebels, they don't lose, and with their patented technology to prevent both crew and no-show socks from slipping, to their custom sock design program, Dead Soxy is always winning. Kickstart some positive vibes into your wardrobe. Head over to deadsoxy.com, deadsoxy.com. Enter the code Rebel Grove at checkout for 10% off your entire order. And as always, stay soxy. And we mentioned Southern Craft Stove and Tap will be there on Thursday night. Earlier that day, we'll have picks up. The pick competition is quickly turning into a three-way battle for second or last, depending on your perspective. I choose to say second. I choose to look at the glass as half full.
We're all still on the podium.
Everybody's on the podium, yeah. It is located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with a come-as-you-are environment featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations. Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online currently receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford.
Podcast is brought to you by Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi. Do a lot more also, including custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces, paper patios, forestry mulching, and more. Patch your dream backyard easier than you think. It's gomastercuts.com or 662-607-7773. Yeah, I mean, I've got a sport coat over here. We could just do an AD interview right here. Go ahead and get dressed up. We could take some questions.
Well, hold on.
We could
my understanding
things.
Is how this works is that I need to call you.
Oh, so I need to leave the room.
You need to leave the room.
Okay.
I'll call you, and then you come back in 10 minutes, and we have the interview, and then I'll offer you the job. You take the, you do not call Kara or anything. You just take the damn job right there, and we introduce you tomorrow. Yes. That's how this is done.
So really, I can mean, and there's going to be butcher paper all over the wall, so it doesn't really matter what I have on, does it? There's no photos,
no, not really.
Press.
No. And then, there will be a press conference tomorrow, although I'm not sure that you'll ever make it to the podium. So, hell, you don't need a coat. You can wear your underoos. You can borrow one of your daughter's princess dresses. No one's ever going to know the difference.
You can go up into the inn with Elsa on and see
hell
what happens.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
Set it up.
So, like I said, my NFL team got 9 yards in the first half yesterday.
At one point, they had negative 10 in the second quarter. Negative 10. Neil broke them. The Bears are broken.
Man, if I cheer for your team. Listen, I mean, I'm telling you.
I'm really glad you're not pulling for the Saints right now.
I'm going to let all of you know something. If you want your enemy to lose, get me to cheer for them. Send me a jersey, a cap, something like that. I wore an Arkansas shirt yesterday. Saturday, they lost. I wore an Eastern Kentucky shirt yesterday. They lost. If you want a team to lose, send me their gear.
No, the Nationals won.
The Nationals did win. So it's not a sure thing. Not a sure thing. I think they were rewarded by the gods, though, for doing the Lord's work. I don't think that had anything to do with me.
Okay. Fair enough. Go ahead.
But I was talking to a lot of people. I reached out to people who know a lot more than me because I just wanted to kind of get a feel for things.
Sure.
And one of the conversations that I had was about just sort of the mood out there, the market out there. It was after the Willie Taggart news had broken. Florida State fired Willie Taggart yesterday and paid him 20 some odd million dollars just to go the hell away. And this person says, it's the silly season already. I'm sure the Taggart news puts pressure on Ole Miss, but each situation is different. I don't know what donors would step up to buy out Matt like FSU donors just did. Everything is so disjointed right now. It's defiantly chaotic. When I first read it, I thought he said definitely chaotic. And then I realized, nope, my eyes were doing that. He said defiantly chaotic, which I found fascinating. Defiantly chaotic. I didn't even ask.
You didn't follow up and go,
no,
can you
because
explain?
I wanted to think about it.
Yeah, let's not get the real answer. Let's just think about it and make it up.
I'll eventually get the real answer. Okay. We got time. This deal's not going. Whatever's going to happen is not going down today.
Sure.
I don't think.
Who knows?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, listen, let me people go, what are you going to be surprised? Nothing.
It's like before the show this morning, we were talking, and Neil's like, so those Thanksgiving plans. Ixnay on the Thanksgiving plans. Don't think that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, Kara Parham does not like me right now. I haven't played the boss card many times in 11 years. I told Chase, I said, I don't know what you have planned for Thanksgiving weekend, but you ain't going.
Well, I'm getting on a plane Friday morning. I'll holler sometime.
No, you're not. Nope.
So anyway, what do you think? Wait, let's analyze this. What do you think?
Defiantly chaotic. My initial thought is that there is so much anger, not apathy, anger. And anger's good. So much anger about some of the things that have gone down over the last few years that there is now a defiance. I think Saturday's attendance is going to be reflective of some defiance. I think there's going to be some people who don't go to that game, who normally would go to that game because they're wanting to send a message to someone they're not sure who. You're going to get some of this stuff about the kids deserve better, all that. I get it. And kids notice lack of attendance. The Auburn kids were very vocal on Twitter Saturday night, Sunday morning about the lack of attendance.
And Ole Miss has some players have as well. Cotney has. Yeah. There have been a few.
But defiance, defiantly chaotic. It's definitely chaotic. And I guess he is saying that the defiance is fueling that chaos.
Here's what's going to be interesting on Saturday. And we'll talk about attendance and different things on hand raised guys after the game. I want to see the attendance in the stadium, and then I want to see the attendance in the Grove.
Oh.
People are going to show up to campus on Saturday. People are not going to the game on Saturday. I was talking to a buddy last night. I don't want to use names, obviously, but big tailgating group.
Okay.
40, 50 people.
Okay.
Hey, send out the text the weekend before. Who's coming? Who's bringing what? Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Bringing all the kids? Yes, 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 yes. Full tent. How many going to the game?
No one.
Watching Alabama and LSU in the Grove.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know, let the kids play. We can eat. We can get together. We can drink. We can have a big, merry old time.
Yeah.
Not going to the game. You can get, as of last night, a 50-yard line seed. Okay. 50.
I'm pulling up a weather. I'm listening to you. I'm pulling up a weather forecast.
$1. Section P, row 22, $1.
Yeah, I think the only people who you will see go for the football game itself will be the people who normally can't afford to go to a football game. And I'm not picking on those people.
No, I know what you mean.
It's a chance to take a family.
It is the equivalent of the Alabama spring game when some people that can't usually get in, get in.
It's a chance for a family to...
like I said, 50-yard line seats, family of $4.
Yeah, a dad to take his kids to a football game. Forecast for Saturday, as of this moment... Sunny, high of 52.
Perfect day for football.
Perfect day. And here's the other thing. I expect 8,000 plus at the basketball game Friday night.
They're in town.
I expect a
massive
crowd.
That's kind of my point. People are going to come in town Friday night. They're going to go to the basketball game. People are going to be around. Restaurants going to be packed. Going to be a good week from a football from a town standpoint.
But I don't think that stadium's going to have many bodies in it.
I don't either. I mean, I was told a guess of it. I mean, and we don't know. I mean, everybody's guessing and speculating. I guessed 18 to a buddy yesterday who told me that he thought I was way high.
I told you my guess is 15. I've had people tell me my guess is high.
I mean, come on. There's a certain segment that just go. There's a certain low point where it can't get lower than that, literally.
Yeah, for sure.
And 15's...
15's, I think it's the floor.
I mean, that's no one maybe... And
it's a huge game, 230.
So what do you think? You think it's that people are so pissed off that at this point, everybody's just fighting to fight, and that's increasing the chaos?
I think so. Unless you're right. And if you're right, they need to address this yesterday. Apathy's bad with young people. We've talked about this many times. I'm not going to continue to beat
that drum.
And you get
them back, but it takes a little while. It
takes a long time. You've got the family in Nashville that have been going to games. Truth be told, he's already been thinking about, you know, I could spend this money on preds, whatever. She's tired of the drive. She's tired of the drive back after the same loss over and over, and he's in a bad mood. And you got to get home on Sunday. You're about to deal with this. Got a school week. Got to get stuff for lunches. Got dance practice on Monday. Got her little softball team practices on Tuesday. You got stuff, man. You got to get organized. Because if you're going to put something in the crock pot for dinner on Tuesday night, it's got to go in the crock pot on Tuesday morning, which means you got to go to the store on Sunday. There's stuff to get done. You spending your weekend going down to Oxford, staying in a hotel room, and everybody's pissed off and stuff. And all of a sudden he goes, you know what? We're not going to go next year. Or we're not going to go this week. Week goes well. Fun time. Sunday's not nearly as chaotic as Sunday normally is. Everybody's a little more peaceful. Next thing you know, it's let's not get tickets next year. I have a friend who's been getting season tickets for 20 years, didn't get them this year, and he sent me a message the other day. He goes, went to one game. I guess he bought from StubHub or Ticketmaster or whatever. Sure. Went to one game. Haven't missed it. Not getting them next year. Guy my age. You lose those people. It's hard to get them back. I mean, I don't like to think about it this way, but I mean, I'm 49. If I went away now if I were a ticket holder and I quit buying tickets.
Losing prime years.
Yeah.
From a booster standpoint, losing prime years.
Yeah, you want me to come back? I mean, over the next 5 years, I'm probably going to grow away from it. I've got stuff going on. It's the reason Arkansas looked in their crowd. My understanding, the decision's been made at Arkansas. They're moving on.
He's out.
That's what I hear.
Okay.
And it was crowd-based. Because what they sensed on Saturday in Fayetteville, 50 degrees and sunny in Fayetteville. You've been to Fayetteville in the fall when it's pretty?
I have.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I go there, it rains. But the one time, the few times I go when it's really pretty, you're always struck with, God, what a gorgeous setting. Mm-hmm. And much the same way Oxford's that way. The Grove will be stunning on 50-degree weather in the sun. Frankly, that's when the Grove is fun. The Grove, to me, is not fun at 100 degrees when you're just dripping wet. The Grove's awesome at 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a beautiful day in Fayetteville. An SEC West opponent was in town, and the stadium was less than half full. And they looked around, and they said, we can't keep doing this. You can't keep asking people to come back. You have to give people a reason to come back. I mean, Chase, Auburn is 7-2 now, and they were having trouble with attendance.
Their fans are pissed.
Yeah.
Not really sure what about, but they're pissed.
They know what's coming.
They're mad about Gus's contract in general. They're mad about specifics at this point.
And they know what's coming.
8-4.
8-4, which is purgatory. 8-4 at Auburn is 6-6 here. It's purgatory.
It's enough to probably not fire him, but it's not fun. Because it means you're losing to your two biggest rivals every year. Unlike Ole Miss, that gets the benefit of getting Vanderbilt and State. Wow. I think it's a huge benefit for... Sorry, live chat cracked me up. You know, you beat Vandy, you beat State, you do these things. You know, yeah. At 6-6, maybe for Ole Miss. At 8-4, you're losing to Alabama and Georgia every time.
Every time.
Those are two of the losses.
Can't have it.
Yeah, so you're never beating the people that they actually want you to beat.
Nope.
So, two questions as we close this part.
Okay.
Look, it's crap. Does Alabama LSU give them any bit of an out on Saturday?
No.
None?
No, absolutely not. I mean, do they try to use it? Maybe.
What's Matt's message today? Is he begging again? And I don't mean that in a negative way. He's been talking about attendance the last few weeks. Does that continue
today? It's a bad look, no. If you're going to beg, you have to acknowledge, hey, look, we're losing games we should be winning. We've now lost games we should have won. That's on me. I've got to do better. My staff has to do better. We're upset.
The kids are getting us close.
You're upset at us, and I don't blame you. You're right to be upset at us.
The stated goal
was 6
wins.
This isn't the media's fault. This isn't the media's fault. This is our fault. Humbly, I would ask you not to take it out on the kids. Come support the kids. There's nothing in the background to indicate that that's where he'll go.
We'll talk about being close. Talk about having a chance on this past Saturday. Probably talk about, hey, it's just going to be good to get, you know, play well, get back in the win column. Just
good to be back home.
Yeah, let these kids experience some positives. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I expect to hear about close. And here's the deal. They are close.
They are, no doubt.
They are close. That is not a false narrative.
Here's what's funny to me, a little bit. It's changed two things. Where are they right now? They're 3-6?
3-6.
Okay. Cal game, Plumlee gets in on fourth down. They win the game. Okay?
Yeah.
It was sloppy on both sides. Easily could have done it. Beat Memphis 16-15. Okay?
Okay.
So you started 4-0.
Yeah. Lose to Bama.
You're going to go. Well, no, that's it. SEC season plays out exactly the same way.
Okay.
But they're going to get 6 on Saturday. What's the motive? What's the feeling right now? One more yard and one more field goal.
General optimism.
Would it?
Yeah.
Hey, we got close with Auburn. Hey, we're not quite there, but hey, we got to 6. We did this.
Got a chance to get 7?
Yeah, because State sucks and all
that.
Yeah,
got a chance to go 7-5. Okay. We'll take 30,000 people to Nashville for the Music City Bowl, and everybody will drink a lot.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Let's go play Boston College and have a good time.
And they are close.
Okay.
But close doesn't count.
No, I get it. It's funny how
No.
This works.
Listen, you don't have to change a whole lot to get them to about 7-2 right now. Had A&M on the ropes. Plumlee doesn't fumble that ball and they go in and score. That's a win. Play a better first half against Missouri. That's a win. Missouri's probably, of those games, Missouri's the one that I'm least apt to hand to them because I thought Missouri sort of dominated
the
game.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
But they almost beat Memphis, who's a top 15
Memphis,
team
Cal,
now.
Memphis, Cal, and A&M. Those are the three. Because Auburn, it was winnable, but Auburn... Auburn dominated the line of scrimmage
Auburn
and a lot of that
stuff.
Doubled
them up on yards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's three games. It's Memphis, Cal, and A&M.
So it'd be 7-7.
Like, if we get to 7 easily, had you won all
They'd
three of those,
They'd be 6-3 going into this game. What would the attendance be Saturday if game's still at 3 o'clock and they're 6-3 going for win number 7? I would guess the attendance
45.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say 45,000.
Yeah. Still some people staying home. Still people watching LSU and Alabama.
But there'd be a lot more people bringing their phones into the game or their iPad into the game to watch LSU, Alabama, but they were going to be there for Ole Miss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's stay for the first half. We'll get back into the Grove or back home or whatever in time to watch the second half of Bama, right. LSU.
Yeah. It's my opinion. So, podcast brought to you in part by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the website, mark the events page, and see what's going on every single week. It is a home football weekend again, and I do think people will be in town. You got First Tuesday Music Series at Bryant Hall tomorrow, 12 to 1. You got some more South Talks lectures at the Tupelo Room, the Moore Observatory, and more, including Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're going to miss that because you're going to come watch the Southern Craft, but it is there, live on the lawn, 11:30 to 1 on Friday at the University Museum. Double-decker bus tours every single Friday of home football weekends, 4 to 5 for this one. Sounds on the Square, 4:30 to 6:30, and more before Ole Miss and New Mexico State on Saturday night. So, again, visit OxfordMS.com/events.
Join the Ole Miss women's hoops team as they tip off their season opener on Craddock Court on Tuesday. At 6 p.m., tickets can be purchased by visiting OleMissTix.com. The Ole Miss volleyball team returns to the Gillum Center on Friday as they take on the Florida Gators at 6:30 p.m. Admission is free. More information can be found at OleMissSports.com. The 2019 Men's Hoops Rebel Flex Pass, that's a mouthful, is on sale now for just $199. Receive a ticket to every home game this season with varying seat locations from game to game. This will allow you to experience the pavilion at Ole Miss from all angles. Visit OleMissTix.com and get your Rebel Flex Pass for just $199. And the Ole Miss Men's Hoops team opens its 2019-20 campaign inside the pavilion on Friday at 6 p.m. for their Salute to Service Night. All current and former military receive free admission. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit OleMissTix.com. The podcast also sponsored by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states. Founded in 1997, Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan that's built just for you. It's pintrust.com, P-I-N-N-trust.com. I've got a thread up at rebelgrove.com. It's part of the Rivals Network. You should subscribe. It is asking for questions for the mailbag. Already have questions. The questions are
similar to last week's questions.
Predictable.
Okay.
That is brought to you by the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property located in downtown Jackson. We hope to be bringing you some news about an event at the Westin Jackson here sometime soon. If you go, you can go to Soul Spots, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson, or you can gather at Estelle Wine and Bar and Bistro. I plan to do that. Sip on a creative craft cocktail. Enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Chef Caden is there. All of his offerings are fantastic. You'll love them, and we hope to see you there. So gather at Estelle tonight. And we're brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you are planning a trip, you want it to be a memorable trip, one that your family will be talking about for years to come, you need to get in touch with John. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values and unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. John traveled the globe for 37 years. Before getting into the travel business, he knows the extra attention that's needed to make a special trip one that creates a lifetime of unique memories. What you do is you give him a call, send him an email, you give him some parameters, you give him a budget, Let him give you options, and you don't have to live anywhere near Memphis to take advantage of his services. It's cool if you do, but you don't have to. 901-494-3387, or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast.
So, ESPN yesterday, just something to kind of lighten the mood for. So, I don't know. Actually, it may not lighten the mood at all. ESPN did the top 150 football games, college football games in history.
Okay.
Asked a bunch of administrators, players, coaches, media members, whatever.
Okay.
Ole Miss featured four times on this list of top 150 games.
I would guess the 69 Alabama game.
The Archie Manning Scott Hunter game is on there. That is number, 57.
I would guess the Ole Miss-Arkansas 7 overtime game in 2001.
That is number 125.
Okay. I would guess the Hunter Henry crazy 4th and 25 game, Ole Miss-Arkansas.
143, Arkansas 53, Ole Miss 52.
Okay.
You're noticing a theme here.
Yeah.
Ole Miss loses all four of these games.
Okay, so it's another loss. Oh,
and it's the highest one.
Eli Manning's final game at Vaught-Hemingway 2003 against LSU.
Right teams, wrong game. Think for a minute, Neil.
Okay. Oh, Billy Cannon game.
Billy Cannon.
Yeah.
Number 9 all-time, 7-3 LSU.
I have a tendency to not think about games that happened lifetimes ago. But yeah.
It's a little bit of a weird list, but...
What's the best game?
Let's see. Top 5. We'll do that.
Has to be that Rose Bowl, USC, Texas, has to be way
number
up
seven.
There. Okay.
Number 7. Texas, wow. 41, USC, 38. Number 6, Notre Dame, Miami from 1988, 31-30.
Okay.
Number 5, 1987, number 2, Penn State, 14, number 1, Miami, 10.
That was a great game. Okay. I remember it.
Number 4, number 10, Boston College, 47, number 12, Miami, 45. That's the Doug Flutie Hail Mary game.
Yep.
Number 3, this is interesting. I don't agree with this because, frankly, that team wasn't very good, in my opinion, best I can remember. Maybe I'm wrong. App State beating Michigan, number 3.
Come on.
34-32.
No.
That's crap. Number 2, number 5, Miami, 31. Number 1, Nebraska, 30, 1984.
Okay.
And then number 1 from 1971, Nebraska, 35, Oklahoma, 31. Number 1 versus number 2.
Yeah, I was a year old. I remember that.
Yeah.
They kept running that. Kept trying to run off the right tackle. It was just a mistake.
For Ole Miss, could you convince a grad transfer quarterback to come in next year?
Yeah. Got to have a conversation, though. Listen, I think if this staff stays intact, they have got, assuming... If my assumptions as to what's going to happen with the quarterback position comes to fruition, I think they're going to have to go out and get a grad transfer or a JUCO transfer. I don't have a choice. And probably have to sign another quarterback.
This is more of a two-minute filler than anything else because it does not matter. Kermit's just going to play everybody tonight, right? Play all 12 folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you at least get some sense of rotations in things tonight?
Maybe early, but I think they still have a few days to experiment. I don't think he wants to – it's not even tip his hand. He's – Kermit's a really big practice guy. I mean that in a positive way. There's still time for guys to earn – spots in the rotation, minutes in the rotation. He said the other day, it was in 10 Thoughts yesterday, he'll play as many people as earn playing time. So he's still in the...
Not playing 8 just to play 8 or playing 10 just to play 10. No,
you play if you earn it.
Who are the people you think are in that may get them, may not get them minutes?
Carlos Curry.
Okay.
Bryce, is it Williams, the mm-hmm. guard? Probably it. A couple of guys kind of fighting for some minutes.
Tinson playing tonight?
No.
He's still out?
I expect we'll get some clarification. He went to the doctor Friday, so I anticipate that he has finally been
cleared.
So now he's got to kind of play his way back into basketball shape. I think they were targeting mid to late November as for Blake's return.
Okay.
I like Blake a lot. One of my favorite kids I've ever covered.
And Arkansas State's on Friday.
Friday, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6:30 tonight, 6 on Friday.
They're doing some relief, Bahamas relief tonight. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I think I saw
that somewhere. A couple kids on the team. Yeah, another kid fighting for some playing time, Franco Miller.
So how many do we have? Okay, just kind of wrapping this part up. How many do we have for sure playing then?
Well, you're going to have
obviously
Brian Tyree and Devontae Shuler,
okay.
Hadeem C., Sammy Hunter,
yep.
KJ Buffin,
yep.
Luis Rodriguez. I think
Blake when he's healthy.
I think Franco's going to play some.
I mean, that's eight.
That's about it. It seems like Austin Crowley's going to play
okay.
for sure. So they're going to go 9 to 11 deep. The 9 that we just mentioned, and then Curry and Williams are up to 11. Sean Robinson is redshirting. That is absolutely the plan. And I don't think there are minutes for Dude Column right now. He'll play tonight, but I don't think there are minutes for him.
Mississippi College is D2 now?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
Cleveland Brown, mentioned him the other day, or other night when Corey called. Browns waived Jermaine Whitehead this morning. Not surprising by that.
Yeah, I kind of had a little Twitter meltdown. Been there, done that.
Had the Twitter meltdown?
Not to that extent.
That's not shocking at all.
I had some more interaction with Mississippi State Twitter.
Did you?
Yeah. On a tweet that should not have triggered them, but boy, it did. Goodness gracious. Even Steve got involved in that tweet.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whitehead has been waived, the former Amanda Elzey and Auburn player.
Proof that you just never know, because I liked him on the recruiting trail. Was a great kid to talk to.
Yeah. You did. You really liked Jermaine Whitehead.
I liked him a lot.
Well, the Browns.
I thought it was Ole Miss, Mississippi State all the way. And then he ended up at Auburn, went to Auburn for a visit, and just fell in love with the tradition of the Plains.
Love the Eagle.
Oh.
That lemonade, boy. It will turn it on you.
It's just that perfect mix of sweetness and tartness. And it tickles your tongue in a way that you can't forget it. And next thing you know, you are wrapped up in orange and blue.
Ravens beat the Patriots. Patriots got a loss now.
Ravens are winning games.
6-2. They'd be the 2 seed if it started today. 1 game back of the Pats. Texans won again. They would host the Colts in the first round.
Yeah.
As of right now.
Jacoby Brissett got hurt yesterday, right?
He did. That is correct. They played Brian Hoyer.
Ah. The great Brian Hoyer.
Hangs around. Cashes checks.
Who's the backup for Hoyer? Is it Kelly?
I don't know. I have no clue. They've gone through some quarterbacks. I mean, Chad just keeping nose clean. I mean, at some point, injuries would happen. And you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it'd been right there.
Because
in the NFC, Packers lost yesterday. Chargers beating Green Bay in L.A. yesterday.
So I had that game on in the first half. I was doing a Peloton ride, but I really wasn't paying attention to the game. I saw it was like 6-0 at one point, and then I never went back to it. The NFL is going to have to lure me back in, and they will eventually, but last week was – yesterday it was not a good slate of games, and I've been watching – I was on the phone a lot. You can't make fun of that. Of all people in this world, you can't make fun of that. And I was watching Jack Ryan also.
Oh, where?
Which is so good, man.
Season 2 came out here recently.
Season 2 is lit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Packers lose. Kind of got popped, honestly. Chargers dominated the game on a Sunday night. Sunday afternoon, it happens. So as of right now, your NFC playoffs would be Packers hosting the Vikings and the Cowboys hosting the Seahawks.
Now, I did watch some of Vikings-Chiefs. That was a hell of a game.
49ers and Saints would have the one and the two.
Laquon Treadwell had a couple of catches.
Did he?
Yeah. Had a moment or two.
Yeah, his contract was not picked, but he's doing a little bit more. It's just a touch.
He did okay yesterday, yeah. A little bit that I watched.
So just some.
I don't have no idea what his final numbers were.
So did they stick with Trubisky that whole game yesterday?
I gave up at halftime.
Whoa. No, come on. You got the jersey and everything. You don't give up.
Yeah, I
gave up. Hang in. They can still win this thing, Neil. You can get going.
Yeah. No.
The Jets let the Dolphins beat them yesterday. The Dolphins got such a lead that they couldn't screw it up.
Yeah.
Just Texans won without Laramie yesterday. Had a little shoulder thing.
John, all I tweeted was I tweeted a picture of myself wearing my Arkansas shirt to my daughter, telling her that I was cheering for the Hogs for her. And included in that, I said that 2 years from now, I might not be able to have a favorite in that game. I might have to stay neutral because of Caroline's impending decision. And they got worked up about all they saw. You know, look, it is 140 characters.
It takes another sentence to get it all.
It's a lot to read.
No, all they saw was
the
pig.
Yeah, 180.
280.
280. All yeah. they saw was the little pig on my shirt.
And that was it.
And they assumed that I was actively cheering against Mississippi State for no reason.
Touchdown. It's 19.
And even when you correct them and say, do you guys not pick it up that my daughter is at Arkansas? And they're including her in the tweets.
David Montgomery with his second rushing touchdown.
Are you that tone deaf? But the answer is yes. Yes, we are that tone deaf. Yes.
They stuck with Mitch Trubisky this entire game, losing 22-14. This was a heck of an improvement from where he started. 10 of 21 for 125 yesterday for Mr.
Howard straight up the middle, big hole. He runs
6 yards per on average.
13 yards out. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Howard gets it done against his old club and extends the Eagles' lead.
Yeah, you've got highlights going on your screen.
Okay, well, sorry about that, people. It is what it is. Yeah, not good. I just closed the browser because whatever. But
I don't have a man crush on Krasinski necessarily, though. My boy's living a good life. He's a hell of an actor. He's really good. He'd be a fun guy to sit and have a beer with, I think.
You know, early in the year, let's go back to this because I found it interesting, and this is really all we have to talk about today. Mentioned Rich Rodriguez, body language Saturday night, not good. Body language hasn't been good for a few weeks.
Been bad.
We've seen it devolve. You know, early in the year, frankly, I thought early in the year he might have even had a little better body language than McIntyre the first few weeks.
Yeah.
And then we're seeing them kind of move each other. And I think a lot of it is, look, they're sides of the ball. That's what another thing Ole Miss viewers are seeing is last year the offense was okay. We can make some red zone jokes and we can do whatever. And I get they got AJ and Dawson Knox, who's just getting better every single week. DK Metcalf, all these guys. I get that. But that defense was the worst in the country last year. They were poorly coached. They couldn't line up correctly, literally.
Yeah.
And the offense was okay. This flip has been a really weird deal because the defense has gotten very well coached. They still have some busts, but that's going to happen with any college football team in America. And they're covering up their deficiencies as well as they can at this point from a sheer athleticism, talent standpoint. Then you have the offense that looks like they're kind of drawing plays in the dirt a little bit right now. And I think some of it is Rodriguez probably feeling a little pressure because if you're going to get somewhere, you got to do well, and that's not happening. Whereas McIntyre sort of rejuvenating a career right now. I mean,
Mike's
going
to have
well.
Some options at the end of
that's
the
what
season.
I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, Vanderbilt is going to have an opening, it appears. His name's going to come up there. It's my understanding that they are looking in a different direction a little bit right now, but that he's on their list. He got a lot of ties to Nashville. He makes a lot of sense there. Doesn't mean that they'll hire him. You know, I don't know whether he would be interested in a group of five job.
We'll get one of those tomorrow.
But he could get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't know what else, you know, might open up out there that he could be a candidate for. He is certainly, in case there was any wonder about his defensive chops, he has proven that is not an issue. Now, when you recruit a head coach, there's more to it than being a coach. You've got to be able to be the face of a program. He's done that before and done it well. You've got to be able to recruit. He's done that before.
He's shown himself to be a builder. He has an inconsistent record and whatever, but he has shown himself to be a builder and for a college football program.
Yes. And so he's going to have some options. And that's another part of this deal, right? That, man, this thing's just... Matt's in a weird spot. Because on one hand, you've got a coordinator that you didn't really want to hire, I don't think. And you're kind of tethered to him. You need him to leave. And on the other hand, you've got this coordinator that is a really strong hire, who you wanted, who has come in and fixed your defense. I mean, they're pretty good on defense right now. I mean, they gave up 500 and something yards. Don't get me wrong. But they didn't bend. They bent but didn't break. They did some things well. They created some turnovers, almost created a big turnover. Doing some good things. But he's going to have some options, I think.
Yeah, I do too.
And if he leaves, you've got to replace him. And so you're going into this. That's why someone out there in the administration here in the next few days, I do think there's a certain point, and I'll tell you when it is. It's after the LSU game. Silence becomes deafening.
Got in a bye week, too.
That's what
I mean.
Got
to wait 10 days, 11 days, whatever it is.
Silence becomes deafening.
12 days, yeah, 12 days.
Because if you're going to go out and recruit, let's just say that Rodriguez leaves and that McIntyre gets the Vanderbilt job, okay? If you got to replace those people, you do need there to be a public support.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, yeah, we at some point, yeah, we got to win. But guys, this was always going to be a rebuild year. This was always going to be a season where the debt was going to be paid. This was always going to be a potentially painful season.
Oh, you try to spin it and go, hey, it's a credit to them that we got this close. You know what I mean? It could have been much worse. I mean, blah, blah, blah,
and that's
blah,
where
blah, blah,
in the background you work out, hey, look, we're not changing your buyout, but I'm about to publicly roll over your contract, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hide everything in the foundation. You put on a happy face. We'll put on a happy face, and I'm about to try to help you here. Now, understand, you next year's got to go better. You know that, right?
Yeah. We'll continue that conversation one second. First, tell you about Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. G&M there on South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222. Go get your flu shot, $0 copay on most insurance plans. You don't have to wait around for an overworked pharmacist, chain drugstore. One of the local home pharmacists will take care of you as quickly and painlessly as possible with G&M's of Holly Springs, Fort Tyson Drugs right there on the square, or G&M off South Lamar in Oxford. Again, that's 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Harry Alexander. He is the sponsor of my 10 weekend thoughts that are up on rebelgrove.com. Again, part of the Rivals Network. There's a website, a message board. It's like lots of stuff. There's recruiting rankings and videos, and gosh, it's almost like it's a professional website. You should check it out. You also should check out Harry. He's a big part of Savannah Square, Oxford. He's a RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. If you're coming up this weekend for our show, basketball, football, whatever, you're thinking about moving to Oxford, you're thinking about retiring to Oxford, check out Savannah Square. Multiple homes there in different stages of development. It's a 9-acre development, 0.7 miles from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located just east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. Homes range in size from about 1,100 square feet to about 2,400 square feet. You can look at the model home at 215 William Street, and then Harry will show you the rest. SavannahSquareOxford.com, 662-801-5621. We're also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with the personal touch. When you call OUB, you speak directly with a live person. No 10 buttons to push, no 5-minute wait. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa. And with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 and refund ATM fees nationwide. OUB also offers online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
What do you think Rodriguez is like today?
Like he's been. A little defiant.
Full circle.
I mean, looked like a couple of people got a little testy with him on Saturday night. We don't talk about them much. I'll tell you, I told David Johnson yesterday it took guts for him to write the column that he wrote. I'll give kudos. I know they're a competitor and all that stuff. His kid's on the team.
Tough spot.
Tough spot. And
yeah.
He stepped up and wrote a big boy column.
And, you know, kid on the team and Eli, smart kid.
Yeah.
Been just beat to hell physically.
Yeah.
Dealing with turf toe where basically his toe has been black for weeks, multiple knee issues, hand or ankle, wrist, all kind of stuff. Just watched his kid basically deteriorate physically during this. It's a tough spot to cover every day. It's a really tough spot.
It is. It was a big boy column. He wrote about the yelling in the locker room. I don't. From talking to people, I don't know that it was more than just one particular coach having a moment. I don't know. I know there's, like a lot of teams, Ole Miss is not immune to this. This is the point of the season where there is some unrest on losing teams. Losing is not fun. I mean, Nuke LaLoosh had it right. He did.
Winning is, you know, better than losing.
Winning, you know, it's better than losing.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun to be playing at LSU today than it is at Ole Miss today. It's a lot more fun to be playing at Ohio State today than it is at Purdue today. It is. Being a Vanderbilt Commodore today is not fun. Being a Tennessee Vol today is a little more fun than it was a few weeks ago. You're winning some games.
You can't decide if you believe in it or not, but it's at least a little better than losing to Georgia State.
Yeah. You know, but you come to practice today thinking, well, you know.
Maybe.
I'll put the work in.
Beat the Blazers up on Saturday.
We'll see what happens. Got a big game at Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. It's a tough spot. So I don't know what he'll be. And my point is, the media corps covering them, us included, we've covered this losing stuff for so long that it's just old hat to us. Oh, man, we lost another game. Like I told you Saturday. Hey, they lost the same game again. Just keep losing the same game. You made a point. A lot of people agreed with you. It's been better off losing 48-10 on Saturday night. Been better off just getting popped. Where you're not even questioning the coaching and stuff.
Yeah, no, it would have been a different feel.
But that's not what happened.
No, close losses are the worst thing for this program right now. Depending on who's against, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need a Hugh Freeze finale against State in a few weeks.
So here's what's left. New Mexico State's a win. People say, well, what if they lose? They're not losing. The next two games, really, the outcome is not in any doubt. There's not a scenario in my mind.
New Mexico State is horrid.
There's not a scenario in my mind where Ole Miss loses to New Mexico State, and there's not a scenario in my mind where Ole Miss beats LSU. Could play them well for a while.
Sure, yeah.
But in the end, I mean, they're the best team in the country. Certainly one of the best three teams in the country. Deep, talented, veteran, good. Now, you'll catch them coming off the game of the century, and you're not going to get their energetic
You're not
best.
Getting their best effort.
And then after that, there's the State game. And there's
12 days.
10 days. 12 days.
12 days.
12 days between – I had to do my ULM math. 12 days between LSU and Mississippi State.
12 long days. State's going to beat up on Abilene Christian in the meantime.
Yeah, State's going to have an open date, lose to Alabama –
Beat Abilene Christian. And then play Ole Miss.
Play Ole Miss. They'll have 5 wins. They'll be playing for a bowl game.
They will. Yes.
I don't know that getting a...
Ole Miss or State have a higher APR?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. Just curious.
And I do think it's important that we give some credit to Matt for this. To this point, 3 years as the head coach, no significant off-field problems to speak of. And it's my understanding that the APR is significantly improved.
And his players play like hell for him.
They play hard.
All very important things.
And the people say he didn't discipline Kadir Shepherd the other night. Kadir did not return to the game. He absolutely disciplined him. That was dumb.
See that line? We didn't do lines today. We'll do lines tomorrow. Alabama by 7 on that line?
It's down to 6.
Okay.
Why is there no line on Missouri-Georgia? Somebody get hurt?
I don't know. Is there a quarterback issue?
I don't know. Where? I don't know. I can't find a line on Missouri-Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to lay 7 with Bama?
Lay them?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I'm taking LSU in the points.
Are you?
Yeah. I think LSU beats Alabama.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 41-41 against the spread this year, so if you're running to the bank with that, that's on you.
So you're losing juice at this point. All of us are.
Yeah. Except Jeffrey.
Well, yeah. That's fine. Okay. Fair enough. All right. We'll get more.
Are you inclined to take Bama and lay the points?
No, not right now. I don't think so. That line shocked me. I thought it was going to be 2 or 3. 6 or 7 surprised me.
Well, just Bama's won that game now for a lot of years in a row.
Still kind of surprised me a little bit. So more tomorrow here on the podcast. Sorry, something I was reading. We'll let you know more about the live show on Thursday when we can, probably today on the message board. Definitely by tomorrow morning, I think we'll pull that off. And then more on our Jackson trip and more. So appreciate everybody hanging out with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.